door neighbors, sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show here on the radio all around the world when you get right down to it. By gosh, internet radio, terrestrial radio, that's what they call radio that doesn't stay on the ground. How does that make any sense to anybody? Terrestrial radio is traditional radio, the kind where the signal goes through the air. That's terrestrial. Whereas internet radio, where the music and the sound and the broadcasting goes through wires in the backbone of the internet and stays mostly on the ground, that's like internet radio. That's not terrestrial radio, and it's backwards. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, welcome to another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. Big stack of great old-time records to play for you today. I don't think I have any particular theme, any particular plan today. We're just going to see where things go. So, yeah, we'll just jump right into it. Got to remind you, brought to you by melaniesmusiclessons.com. Online music lessons. We'll tell you more about that as we get into the show. I was gifted with a big pile of 78 RPM records since we all got together again. And there's a lot of old-time records in that stack. I'm not playing any of them today because I got to get another turntable going in here that's got the 78 speed on it. So maybe by next week we'll give some of those a spin. There are some great Kenny Bass 78s in there. Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. I've got some of their tunes on albums. In fact, we've played some of them, but some great 78s. There's a bunch of other ones in there. So we're going to have fun with those over the next few weeks. But let's just roll some music, huh? Sam Pugliano and the Teresa Polka will get us started. Go get things started with the Teresa Polka, one of those great records off Little Wally's JJ record label from Chicago. And you know it's an old record because the address on the record says Chicago 23, Illinois. Remember that? We had that zone system for a little while between there. That was a transition from, you know, just Chicago, Illinois to we tried to have these zones. That only lasted for just a few years, and then zip codes came along with Mr. Zip. Somewhere there's probably a Mr. Zip Polka. I don't know, but I'm just going to keep rolling them here. I got a lot of records that, you know, we're not going to repeat a record for months yet, because I'm going to try to work through the whole collection. Unless, of course, you have a request of a song that we've played before that you'd like to hear it again. And you can do that, by the way, by sending an email to Oompa Hour oompahour@mail.com. Very simple email address. It's just Oompa Hour. There's two oohs and oompa, oomphour@mail.com. And glad to get your requests. If you have a dedication or something, you know, but plan ahead. Don't be sending me an email on Wednesday thinking you're going to get it on the radio 2 days later, because we're broadcast all over the place and different radio stations broadcast the show with a different schedule. So you never know. So give us a little lead time and we'll get to them for you. All right, Tom Selleck and the Polecats up next. Here's the Who's the Only Girl?
Sets my heart awhirl. Now can't you guess her name? Who's the only pearl that gives my mind a twirl? Oh, can't you guess her name? Tell me what's in store for the girl that I adore and the one that I plan to marry.
Selleck and the Polecats there, and Who's the Only Girl? Polka. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. That's one of those confusing band names. There are a lot of different bands over the years that have in some way or another used the name Polecats. It's because, you know, polkas, you know, it only makes sense. And, of course, a polecat is a skunk, which isn't that attractive of an idea, but nonetheless, the Polecats, in this case, that's P-O-L-K-A-T-S. But I know there's the Polecats, P-O-L-C-A-T-S, all together as a name in there. I think there are a few other versions of that. So you got to watch it when you say, hey, I want to hear the Polecats, because the question just may actually be, which Polecats did you have in mind? So getting back to the music, I love it when they put the year right on the record when they print them, because then it makes me sound smart when I announce it. I have the Naturals now, the Sweet 16 Polka, and it says right on the record, copyright 1963. So, hey, you know, this is a good... This is like just before the Beatles hit the United States with, wasn't that 64, with the Beatlemania and all that. So there could have been Naturals Mania with the Sweet 16 Polka, and we just never heard about it because those silly Beatle guys took all the fanfare. That's my theory anyway. Here we go, the Naturals.
Spotkałem dziewczynę piękną, tak jak wiatr.
La, 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 la.
Spotkałem dziewczynę piękną, tak jak wiatr.
A miała 16 lat. Ona chłopców nigdy nie całowała.
La, 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 la.
Ona chłopców nigdy nie całowała. całować nie umiała. Hej! Co ci twoja mamusia mówiła?
La 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 la.
Oj, co ci twoja mamusia mówiła? Jakieś lalki bawiła. Jak prawy chłopaczek przyjdzie, to poznasz.
La 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 la.
Jak prawy chłopaczek przyjdzie, to poznasz. To mu twoją rączkę dasz. Oj, to ci dziewczyno, czy będziesz moja?
La 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 la.
Powiedz mi dziewczyno, czy będziesz moja? Czy będziesz moja żona?
There you go, the Naturals there, the Sweet 16 Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. All the best old-time music. Everything we play on this show comes off of a phonograph record. None of those fancy CDs and MP3s, I'm telling you right now. Man, I got to tell you, sometimes I do this show, you know, in the studio here at the station live. I'm actually, you know, this is a live thing, not a he announced it and they spliced it together thing. And I'm sitting here and I receive a text message on the studio cell phone, okay? And I don't really know how this phone works. It's an old-fashioned flip phone. It's not like one of these new smartphones. And I'm like, oh, cool, a text message. You know, maybe it's something exciting. And the message says, please make sure that mom is using her inhaler every hour. Okay, I have no idea who this message is from. It's just a phone number. It doesn't say who it's from. I do not have a mom that uses an inhaler at all. This seems kind of important, and I can't figure out how to send back a text that says, who is this? I do not know you. Please try again. So, I've not been able to figure out how to send a message back on this fancy, this old, I guess, fancy cell phone. I'm going to have to find somebody around the studio here that knows how to do this, because that just seems like a really important message, doesn't it? Anyway, I suppose you've noticed summertime has pretty much arrived. And you know where we're at. We produce this show up in northern Minnesota. I am not kidding you. It was just a week or so ago that they finally told everybody you can shut off your water now because the underground water pipes froze. We had like 40 days in a row where the temperature was below zero, and several days where it was more than 20 below zero, and for the first time in 17 years, our house had frozen outside under the yard water pipes. And just in the last couple of weeks, we have friends that live outside of town, and they have property and horses. And they said, finally, the pump in the barn will pump water now. We don't have to haul it from the house because the pipe underground finally thawed out. So thank heaven summertime is here and things are warm enough. Of course, now it's like 86 degrees here in the studio because it's all sealed up and soundproof, you know, so you don't hear fans and all that kind of stuff running. So it's a little toasty. But anyway, enough of all that. We're going to talk about melaniesmusiclessons.com. Then we're going to get into Alvin Stasinski doing the Derbytown Polka. So stand by for that. Melanie's Music Online Lessons. Melanie has more than 30 years of experience teaching accordion, piano, and keyboard, and she can teach you. And it doesn't matter where you are or where she is, because she does it live over the internet on Skype. If you've never used Skype before, but you have a computer, look it up, check it out. It's like video, you know, it's like the Jetsons where you used to talk on a video phone thing. And she's right there sitting on your screen talking to you in real time and showing you how to play and giving you an actual music lesson. It's the coolest thing. So you can take your lessons anywhere you want. You know, at home, you could hide at work in the office. You could go down to the basement of the YMCA or whatever you wanted to do. While you're traveling, I'll bet you could even do it with a smartphone like an iPhone or an Android phone, because you can use Skype on that and you get the same picture. It's kind of small, but I bet it would work. Find out more at melaniesmusiclessons.com. All the information you need is right there. And she can fill you in. First lesson, by the way, free and no obligation. So you can find out if it's going to work out for you. Check it out. You could be the star on stage. MelaniesMusicLessons.com is the place to find out more about that. I have Alan Straczynski here doing the Derbytown Polka. And right away I thought, well, cool, maybe this will be a roller derby song. I don't know about in your part of the world where you're listening to this show, but roller derby is huge. It's like the fastest growing sport in the world right now. It's women's flat track roller derby. They don't use the bank track, so they can play just about anywhere, and it's growing like crazy. We have a local team here. I go to all the bouts. I love it, and I thought maybe this will be a roller derby style polka, but it's not, of course. The record is on Don Joe Polka Records, and it's out of Wyandotte, Michigan. And I love this record because back in the day, and again, this is an older record, back in the day, you didn't play anything on the radio that could possibly be even slightly construed as naughty. Nothing like today where they get away with virtually anything. And the Derbytown Polka here says on the record, printed right on it, not for airplay. Because the record has double entendre in it. It kind of leads you to a rhyme that might be naughty, but it isn't. So, but back in the day, you couldn't get away with that, man. You'd be fired in about 3 seconds if you played a record like this. Nowadays, it doesn't matter. And we can, you know, and by today's standards, this is a nursery rhyme. So anyway, Alvin Straczynski, here's the Derbytown Polka.
Derbytown just the other day, and there I saw the fattest goat that was ever fed on hay. Now the horns upon this billy goat were made of solid brass. One stuck out of his shoulder, the other out, as I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I lie, but if you go down to Derbytown, you'll see the same as I. Upon this billy goat, they were so far apart. And every time that he'd bend down, he'd let a little. I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I lie. But if you go down to Derbytown, you'll see the same inside. They weren't so very thick. And every time that he'd bend down, you could see his little. I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I lie. But if you go down to Derbytown, you'll see the same as sight. Town that lived in a house of glass. And every time they'd take a bath, you could see their little. I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I lie. But if you go down to Derbytown, you'll see the boys and I. The man that sang this song, well, he isn't very rich. And the man that sang this song was a dirty, I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I'd eye. But if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same sight.
Okay, there you go. Alvin Stasinski there, the Derby Town Polka. And yes, I heard some of you singing along with and singing the naughty words. You know, we know who we are. We're taking names here. But anyway, that's a fun record. Got to live on the edge once in a while, don't you? All right, I really want to play the E-I-E-I-O polka. I think every polka band in history has recorded a version of this song. I have the Deutschmeisters doing it, which is a version you don't hear very often. It's on a 45 that is really, really beat up. And while you were listening to Alvin Stachinski there, I was trying to clean some of the crud off of this record, and I don't know if it's going to play or not. This could be the first record on this show since we started the program where we're going to get into a record, and it may skip or it may send the tone arm right across the record, and we may have to bail in the middle of it. And if that happens, it'll be the first time ever on the show where we hit a record that just wouldn't play. We've had some pretty scratchy records, but this one's got some pretty big chunks missing out of it. But I like the Deutschmeisters, and I don't have that many handy Deutschmeister records, so let's try it. Here they are with the E-I-E-I-O polka. Shocked and amazed. That record actually played all the way through without any problem. There you go. The Deutschmeisters and the E-I-E-I-O polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And again, remember now, if you have any requests or you'd like us to try to track down a song or a band or whatever, or you just want to say, wow, you really stink, you can do that too. Just email me at OompaHour@mail.com, all right? Just OompaHour@mail.com. I'll get the message, and we'll try to track down songs for you, play your requests, whatever you might have. This is the sound of a 45 actually being pulled out of the paper sleeve. That is a sound that today's young people have never heard. It's amazing. I always say this. I tend to shy away from playing Whoopi John records because I have so many of them. Sometimes I feel like I'm cheating the poor guy. So let's do the Fisher Maid Polka. Here's Whoopi John in the band. Thank you.
one that I adore. Say you love me more and more. When our lips met, right from the start, we both said that soon we'd wed and nevermore we'd part.
There you go, a little Whoopi John for you there, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and I was not paying attention to the record there, and I feel like I should apologize to Whoopi for that. I'm trying to answer this text message. If you were listening earlier here in the studio, I got a text message that said, be sure that Mom uses her inhaler every hour, and I don't know, they're going to an ice cream social now and a bunch of other stuff. I do not know these people, and I do not know how to work this phone. I think I figured out how to send a reply. And I this is very frustrating because I don't know what I'm doing, and I type in typos, and I don't know how to erase them, and there's no instructions. But let me see what I've got here. My message says, you are sending messages to the wrong number. Let's put an R on there. R. All right. Period. Send. Oh, it's sending. Okay. Well, as the drama unfolds here in lost text message land, we'll see what happens. I like to, always throw a little realism into the show. A lot of people would not mention any of this stuff and just keep it secret because, you know, who cares? But I'm curious to see what happens. All right. Eddie Zima next on the record player with the Jam Session Polka. There you go. It's Eddie Zima there, the Jam Session Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I received a text message back that said, who is this? So I'll during the next record, I'll try to respond. Oh, I love the drama. All right. We have the Pala Brothers up next with vocals by Wally and Bob. It says right here on the record, Wally and Bob. And they're going to do the Girls Like Mom polka. Here we go. In the meantime, I'll see if I can figure out how to send another text.
The girls of nowadays are really changing. To make them pretty takes so much arranging. Their hemlines are a-shrinking and their bust lines are a-sinking. Oh, what's happened to the girls that look like Mom? I'm looking for a girl that's quite old-fashioned. A girl that doesn't need the latest fashion. The only thing in style is her great big happy smile. Oh, what's happened to the girls that look like Mom? Now I don't want a star or prima donna. I only want a girl that looks like Mama. It doesn't matter how she looks, as long as I know how she cooks. What's happened to the girls that look like Mom?
The girls that look like Mom. Is that not what we call the Oedipus complex? I think maybe it is. Anyway, there's the Pala Brothers, Wally and Bob, singing that one here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and the text drama, I think, comes to a close. They asked who we were. I said, the radio station, and they texted back, oops, sorry. So there you go, another problem. So I wanted to say, I hope Mom is okay, but... No, we'll just leave it at that and let things go their course, you know. Back to the music, I think, is probably the best idea at this point. The Stash and Cash Polka. Here are the Skaya Sisters with the Casinos.
Wyglądała do długie godziny. Skoro do niej przyjdzie na zaręczyny. Wyglądała go długie godziny. Skoro do niej przyjdzie na zaręczyny. Nareszcie Stasieńka ona ujrzała. Zaraz jej w serduszku radość nastała. Cóżeś tak późno przyszedł Stasieńku. Ja cztery godziny stałam w okienku. Cóżeś tak późno przyszedł Stasieńku. Ja cztery godziny stałam w okienku. Nie dała mi mama z domu wychodzić. Nie da mi Kasieńko z tobą się schodzić. Nie czaci Kasi tobie teściowej. Jeszcze ty nie odbył służby wojskowej. Nie czaci Kasi tobie teściowej. Jeszcze ty nie odbył służby wojskowej. Droga moja Kasiu, plan się nam zmienił. Mama krzyczy na mnie, byś się nie żenił. Muszę jej słuchać, wojskowy służyć. dwa roczki z tobą, Kasieńko, żenić. Muszę je słuchać, wojsko wysłużyć. Za dwa roczki z tobą, Kasieńko, żenić.
Well, there you go, the Stash and Cash Polka, the Skaya Sisters here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, playing you all the best really old-time music we could find. And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings when I say really old, because, you know, this record from the 50s or the 60s, you're not really that old, but what the heck. I found a few great old-time records at a rummage sale last weekend, and I thought we'd give one of them a try. I have not auditioned this, by the way, so you're going to hear this for the first time right along with me. The record is... Johnny Grzanik and the and his internationals, America's most versatile tambourita and polka group, okay? Got a picture of them on the front here. This record is obviously from the 70s, judging by the outfits here. And I can't read pretty much anything on the back. But I noticed, as I'm looking at the label on the record here, that some of the songs are vocals and some of the songs are instrumentals. And it says that on the... on the label here, like Tambourita Sweetheart is an instrumental. There's Yellow Bird is an instrumental. There are several I can't pronounce that are vocals. I'm sure if we play them, we won't know what they're saying. But any song that ends with the word polka does not say whether it's an instrumental or a vocal. So apparently they don't think that we don't need to know one way or the other whether or not they're singing on the polkas. So I think we'll try the Happy Hoyer Polka. I love it. I love this. I'm reading the record label. And it says it's recorded in Yugoslav stereo, whatever that may be. So let's give it a whirl anyway. Johnny Krizanek and his internationals. I haven't had time to learn this one. I just bought this record. America's most versatile tambourita and polka group. Here they are with the Happy Hoyer Polka. Okay, there you have it. The Happy Hoyer Polka, Johnny Krizanchik and his internationals. I think I got the name right that time. I had not heard these guys before picked up that record at a rummage sale this past weekend. It's still got the cellophane on the record, so I think my 25 cents was a pretty good investment. I like that. I'm going to move that one to the top of the stack because we're going to hear from them in the not-too-distant future once again. All right, let's move on to Art Walunas and his orchestra on Heartbeat Records, the greatest jukebox records in the world, and we know that because it says so right on the record label from Chicago 5, Illinois, on South Michigan Street, in fact. Here we go, Art Walunas on Heartbeat Records. There's no beer in heaven.
In heaven, there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. In him, we'll give kind beer. From drinking, we're as here. Dancing, we're nicknamed.
At his orchestra here on your old-time oldies show, Tim's Oompa Hour. And that was a pretty fun version of that song. I'm digging that one today. All right, let's just keep it rolling here. I got a lot of records we got to get to here. The goal is to, in like the first year of the show, play all the records once. I don't know if we're going to make it. But Gene Grisdala and his orchestra, Everybody Polka Hop. You know this is a great record because it came out of a jukebox and it's really wore out. And I figure that means it was played repeatedly. Of course, back in those days, it was probably a nickel to play the record. But anyway, here we go, Everybody Polka Hop. notes in that one, I'm telling you. There we go. That is Everybody Polka Hop, Gene Guzdala, and the rest of the band. And obviously a jukebox favorite just by how worn the grooves are on the record. So you're in tune to your old-time oldie show. It's Tim's Oompa Hour. And, oh, gee, Mom, do I have to play a waltz? Yes, Timmy, you promised everybody you'd play a waltz every week. So fine. I was having so much fun. So those of you who would like to waltz, sometimes I just hate to slow it down. Romy Gauz is what we have up next on Polka Land Records out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And it's just fun to say Sheboygan, isn't it? Remember, was it Stan and Doug recorded the song Mention My Name in Sheboygan? I had to find that record. Technically, I don't think it's a polka, though, but we do have it around here someplace. I'll have to see about that. This is called The Favorite Waltz. That's the name of the song. So it's got to be like the best waltz ever because it's The Favorite Waltz. From Polka Land in Sheboygan, Wisconsin from 1960, as a matter of fact. Romy Gauz, here's The Favorite Waltz. It's kind of show-off trumpet player at the end there. Anyway, there you go with Romy Gauz there and The Favorite Waltz. I feel so much better now. We got our absolutely required waltz into the program. I think there may have been times when we didn't get a waltz in there. And should we go crazy and play a schottische? I mean, I was going to play the polka on the other side of the record, but now I'm torn. Decisions. I tell you what, we'll talk about Melanie's music lessons online, and then we'll decide which one we're going to go with. How does that sound, huh? Of course, our program brought to you by Melanie's Music Lessons. And, you know, it takes people like Melanie to make programs like this possible. And if you've thought it would be just a blast to learn to play the accordion or the piano or the electronic keyboard, Melanie can help you out. She gives lessons online using Skype. So it's like having a teacher right there in the room with you, but she doesn't actually have to come to your room and you don't have to go there. And it's great. Look at it from a green standpoint. Think of all the gasoline you're going to save taking your lessons live via Skype on the internet. Plus, you know, if you're kind of shy or you want to find out if you could possibly be any good at it before you let somebody hear you in real life, you know, you can hide out in the basement or at work or wherever with your computer and Melanie on the screen teaching you how to play. 30 years of teaching experience Melanie has, so you know she knows what she's doing. And not only that, you could take your first lesson for free with no obligation. Check it out, melaniesmusiclessons.com. Yes, there's a www in front of that. I never say it because it takes so much time to say www. But anyway, melaniesmusiclessons.com. You could call her too, 780-953-0696. Check it out. Tell her you heard about it on the Oompa Hour while you're at it, huh? Speaking of oompaing, Six Fat Dutchman, I have the record in my hand. Now, on one side, we have the Taproom Polka, which does feature some singing. On the other side, we have the Mutton Jeff Schottische, which does not indicate that it includes any singing. However, the Schottische is side A of the record. The Polka is side B, which means when they made the record, they thought the Schottische was going to be the best song. And we haven't played a Schottische for a long time. What the heck? Six Fat Dutchman, here's the Mutt and Jeff Schottische. Six Fat Dutchman there, the Mutt and Jeff Schottische here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and I see by the old clock on the wall that we're just about out of time. Can we squeeze in another song? Oh, you know we can. Actually, I had found a great Elmer Scheid record I was going to spin, but I realized, you know, more New Ulm music from New Ulm, Minnesota. Six Fat Dutchman were from New Ulm. Whoopi John down in New Ulm, we played him earlier. That's a lot of New Ulm German-style polkas in one show. So I thought we'd just wrap it up with Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Here's Roseanne Polka, number two. There you go. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there. Roseanne Polka number two. We're going to have to figure out where Roseanne Polka number one went. Huh? That's a wrap on the show. Holy cow. Time's up again for Tim Zumpa Hour.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio at Bovee, Minnesota. We'll be back again next week to do it all again. Brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Check it out. Until next week, everybody, stay happy.